Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If he beats the Knicks in this series, or if he continues to play the way, even if Indiana loses, if he continues to play the way he has in these playoffs, it's going to be really hard. It's just going to be really hard for him not to leapfrog Donovan just by nature of being deeper in the playoffs two straight years than Donovan's ever gone.
I think it's the back-to-back year side of it. I think I'm trying to figure out if you made it to the NBA Finals once and then hadn't ever previously done it, if that would leapfrog you alone over Donovan. But it's the fact that he was in it last year in the conference finals, and then if he goes to the finals, like, this is the next step. And no one's had a better run for themselves in this postseason than Tyrese Haliburton.
Well, and what's crazy about it is, maybe to push back a little bit on what Cam was saying, like, the reality is we know how, by ring culture, how we do this. Tyrese winning a championship in Indy is going to be elevated to a ridiculous level. Even getting Indy to two straight conference titles games is like a otherworldly thing when you consider it's Indiana.
Yeah, and history is not going to look at it like it's the 04 Pistons, even though it's probably closer to that than maybe a lot of people want to recognize. We'll look at it like it's Haliburton's title. We'll look at it it's his chip. And so, like, if that is how history looks at it, then yeah, he's going to leapfrog Donovan for sure in that respect.
There's also part of me that wonders whether this is one of the whether in the era of each guy gets each year we're getting a different championship, there's an element of, are we going to start giving coaches more credit for this? Because I think if you put any other coach in Indiana other than Rick Carlisle, I don't know they're here.
Yeah, but I think the fact that so many coaches got fired after they've already won the titles, maybe we'll look at it differently a couple years from now. But the way that it's trended right now, where you've had how many different coaches? We had about four different coaches that within 2 years all had been fired after winning the title. Like, they're just burning, turning these guys.
Well, but I think look at what Milwaukee's done since firing Budenholzer.
Yeah, you definitely went downhill.
I think, Toronto, I know, granted, Toronto lost Kawhi Leonard and they kind of turned over the roster. Look at what Toronto's done since firing Nick Nurse. Like, Tom Thibodeau thought to be a top 12 coach consistently. Rick Carlisle thought to be a top 5 coach consistently. Certainly Chris Finch since coming to the NBA. I mean, Minnesota was kind of listless there for a while and whatever rebuild they had. And then Chris Finch came in and they almost immediately started winning. Like, I think this is the era of coaching might matter more now than it did a decade ago, and kind of boomerang back from the, well, have four superstars and anyone can coach them.
Well, I think it matters more when you don't have a bunch of perceived super teams too, you know? Like, when you actually feel like, oh, I can scheme and I can actually win this game, instead of, oh, look, they have three future Hall of Famers on the court and I have no chance.
So I think that, now getting back to the Donovan part of this, I do wonder what this does for his the perception of him. Because coming here and elevating this team for the two previous years was really, really good for his legacy.
For sure it was.
Because there was, you know, he had taken such a prominence. Even, I think, his first year here, I think he scored 28 points per game. There was consistent, he's a top 20 player. I wonder, because people aren't going to remember the context of he took a step back this year.
No, and that's why this is tough, because I think locally he took a massive step forward with people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this was the year of Donovan Mitchell, and then the playoffs happened, and he's the best player on the team, and he's taken no heat for the early exit.
But what's interesting is that I feel like locally it's never been better for Donovan, but from a national perspective, I feel like that's not the same case at all.
Yeah, I feel like Donovan's an afterthought.
He's definitely venturing towards that.
And it's just, it's weird for me. And I know why. I mean, it's the playoffs. You're in the playoffs. You got bounced early. And honestly, the three-point shooting alone and the ridiculous three-point shooting numbers, which are awful, that's going to hurt you as well. You know, like, I'm like trying to think of a reason of like, and we usually do this. We got to prop up our guys. It's not that I don't want to prop them up. It's I'm having trouble right now. I'm having trouble right now propping him up, just watching what Halliburton's doing on any given night.
Well, and you know, after 8 years, when you've never made it past the second round, people just pay attention to those type of things. Like, if you're truly, and Donovan said this himself, it's what I like the idea that he went so hard about this topic after the season ended, because it just kind of lets us free to basically say whatever we want, because he said it harder than we'll ever say it. But when you want to be perceived to be great, you can't be a guy that bows out in the second round all the time.
There is a part of me that I wonder if after this year it starts to eat.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today. Day to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get Donovan. I do wonder if we're coming up on a pivotal year for him.
I know, but he's got to feel stuck, right? Like, there's nothing else he could possibly, in my opinion, do. He's going to force his way to, he would have to force his way to another team and then be willing to not be the one on that team or anywhere close to it.
I don't know if he forced his way to Miami. That Miami has the culture that he needs of tough guys, bunch of shooters. I could see Donovan's thinking, I'll probably have more success in the playoffs in Miami with that culture and how it's built than here.
Yeah, I think they're further away than we see Miami a little bit differently there.
I think Donovan on that team last year instead of Tyler Hero, I think they're a much more formidable challenge in the playoffs. I think Donovan fits everything. It totally makes sense why that was the other team that he wanted to go to if it wasn't the Knicks, because he could be their Brunson. Like, he could be a guy that is the engine that runs that thing. And then it's on Bam and Hawkes and Hero to just kind of hold up their end of the bargain.
It's an interesting thought. I mean,
Jimmy Butler, and we're talking about like 32-year-old Jimmy Butler.
I mean, you took him to the finals.
Had them in the finals here relatively recently. And had him in the Eastern Conference Finals as well. So I do, that is my fear. My fear, we're back to the fear of, if you don't do the things, if you don't do the moves next year, this next year, this offseason that you need, I could see Donovan just getting tired of this and being like, dude, my clock is ticking. I'm going to be 30. I want to win big games.
He speaks titles and he speaks about championships. I mean, it's clearly the most important thing to him. And I, by the way, I like that that's where his headset is at. I like that that's his drive. I don't see it. I see Mobley taking a step forward and him thinking that's his best chance. Think about everything that would have to turn in the upcoming season for him to think that this couldn't be a place that he would get it done.
But there's upward mobility everywhere. I mean, the Knicks being able to punch through. The
right
Pacers
now, we got
in
the
through.
NBA. We got like 10 different teams that I feel like you can make a legitimate case for.
The Thunder finally learning how to win in the playoffs. The Timberwolves traded their second most talented player and a guy who could be a franchise player in most teams.
Both the Timberwolves and the Knicks made the biggest swaps imaginable, and it's worked out for both teams.
And I think Donovan's proven, like, dude, if you put him in Orlando tomorrow with Banchero, and now granted, that's not a one for one because he's still under contract, but my point is, like, I could see Donovan going, they have two young players, they have a culture of tenacity, I'm sick of whatever timidity there is, the nice guys here. That is a fear that is in the background of my mind just a bit.
All right, let's tuck away that fear for a second. Let's. I want to tuck away that fear.
You suggesting a tuck job?
For you, never.
Has Tyrese Halliburton leapfrogged Donovan Mitchell around in terms of the perception around the NBA? The lead going to be coming up here, guys. And I just realized we had one more minute on the clock. So do we have our hot dog counter yet?
I just checked in the like last break. We're still at two now. I think we bullied people into not taking hot dogs.
Right, how do we kill the hot dog stock? I thought we would level
talking,
it up.
No, talking about it on the air, and now it's been out there for 9 hours, I feel like has bullied people into not wanting the hot dogs anymore.
I think it was your hot dog judgment. I was hot dog.
I got a lot of hot dog judgment.
I'm just telling you right now, live your best hot dog
admittedly,
life.
Admittedly, there's a lot of hot dog judgment if you leave a hot dog that's been left out in the open for 9 hours.
And so because I'm hot dog Switzerland and your hot dog problematic country that I'm not even going to name.
Just name that country.
I feel like it weighed people into thinking maybe we both had hot dog
upset
judgment.
Half of our sister cities that Cleveland has. We might as well just keep going.
I mean, Cape Town was asking for it. All right. Somebody has to say it. All right. And this guy's got the hot dog to do it. The lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.